Good morning, this is Michael DeRosa, and today, let's look at Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, which reads, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge in all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ." Now, for the past couple of days, I've been camped out in this book, and this was one of the verses that captured my attention as I was praying. And this is why. Paul is asking our Lord for his brothers and sisters' love for their Lord and for others to flourish. In other words, Paul is wanting his church family to experience God's amazingly intoxicating love. While praying for physical health, financial help, relationships to be healed do have their place, asking God for this trumps it all. For what does it really matter if we got everything but lost the first love? Oh, my friends, think of the revolution that would start when we ourselves prayed for one another's love to grow exponentially. I tell you what, why don't we do an experiment? For the next month, let's make an effort to pray for our church families in this manner, and then let's see what God will do. And contact me on our website to tell me if you're part of this challenge.